Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
There's not one of us that at some time, at some point, have not been betrayed. So let's look at the sting and the struggle of betrayal. You know, we yearn for security. There's an inherent need deep within the fiber of our being that desires to be able to lean on and lean into the things around us, knowing with assuredness that they will hold us firm and steady. We want life to be safe because we have a passion to engage life. And to engage life out to its furthest edges, we must of necessity step out of ourselves and into that which is around us. To do that, we by nature need some degree of safety in the endeavor. Well, not only do we yearn to lean out into life, life at many junctures demands it. Life frequently arrays itself before us in a manner that forces us to trust, to moderate or marginalize caution, and to step out onto ground or relationships or circumstances that have not entirely convinced us of their certainty or safety. Likewise, if we want to embrace everything there is to embrace, we must step out into these things, for they do not necessarily come to us. Life most often calls us outward. It beckons us with grand and rich invitations that hold out the promise of growth and great adventure. But it does not always come to us with those invitations. We most often must go to it. Well, there's a risk in all of that. Life is terribly imperfect. It seems that there was some grand design that granted us tremendous ability and then graced life with tremendous opportunity. There seems to be shadows of some great correlation where we were equipped to do great things and then life laid out great resources and ample space within which to do those things. The chemistry of it all made life something potentially grand. But somewhere the whole marvelous arrangement seemed to have gotten marred. Somehow it was apparently damaged. The original intent of grand opportunities remains, but it now has to overcome obstacles, barriers, and various difficulties. Life demands that we battle disappointments, cruel turns, unexpected twists, and surreal pain. Life remains for the taking, but it now comes with risk. And into all of this then comes betrayal. Betrayal is a cruel reversal. It takes the trust entrusted and uses it for purposes contrary to trust's intent. Trust is a powerful thing. It willingly bequeaths both power and vulnerability when it stings itself to another life. Without trust, the greatest things in life are simply not achievable. Trust pushes out the boundaries. It allows us to extend ourselves out into places we would not otherwise venture. Trust is the prerequisite to risk, and without risk, little can be accomplished. Betrayal takes trust and cruelly uses it to the advantage or purpose of the one initiating the betrayal. The agenda is most often self-centered. It's about using trust to achieve an agenda that trust was not extended to achieve. A great gift is used against the giver. Something painful and at times barbaric is perpetuated. And I suppose the greatest and most painful aspect of betrayal is the belief that the very action of betrayal is not betrayal at all. Betrayal is sometimes seen as a correct course of action or a necessary agenda by the one initiating the betrayal. Betrayal is often justified or rationalized as something other than betrayal. At times, the action is viewed by the initiator as healthy or appropriate. It seems the right and necessary thing to do. Unacknowledged betrayal is the most damaging and destructive betrayal we can experience. It presumes a violation as no violation. In the face of great betrayal, it betrends no such betrayal. We're then left with the betrayal itself. and no means of resolution with the party who betrayed us. We are left damaged and alone. So how do you cope with betrayal? Well, betrayal wounds deeply and its effects are lasting. Yet it has come into all of our lives and it will come again. And there are several ways to cope and heal. First, we must recognize that betrayal is not our fault. We may have done things that have been damaging or inappropriate, but nothing justifies betrayal. Despite whatever our actions were or were not, betrayal is not appropriate. There are always other means to deal with life issues. Other options exist. Second, betrayal is often another person attempting to navigate their life circumstances. Sometimes those efforts are naively well-intentioned and based in ignorance or immaturity. Other times they are malicious, intended to force an agenda that the person feels can be achieved in no other manner. Either way, betrayal is the effort of an individual attempting to navigate some circumstances. Regardless of how or why it happened, it is inappropriate. Third, betrayal is painful, but it affords us opportunity for growth. The farther down we are thrust, the higher we can rise. Betrayal pushes us to the darkest lows. These places, dark and cold as they are, create opportunities for us to grow to tremendous heights. Rather than embedding fear of people or life within us, betrayal gives us experiences and profound discernment to engage life with greater risk, knowing that our discernment provides us vision for a safer course. Betrayal, that is likely come for you already. It may have visited you many times. You can be assured it will show itself again. Whatever the case, it can build you or diminish you. It will not leave you the way you found it. Do not let betrayal betray you or your future. May you grow and be enriched because of it.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.